So where does the cloud lead us from here? Well, I can tell you, while we're actively watching for where God moves, we're also catching a glimpse of what movement is already happening. Would you believe that in these 17 years of Soul Care, 22 of the people who've joined us actually live and minister in Southern California? This has caused us to wonder if God is leading us to bring Soul Care to another region. This fall, we launched a Soul Care pilot in the greater Los Angeles and Orange County area, and we have 16 pastors and ministry leaders down there right now going through our 9-month Soul Care retreat. This wouldn't be the first time the cloud has led us beyond the Bay Area. 6 years ago, a group from Denver Seminary caught wind of this ministry and invited us to consider offering Soul Care in Colorado. After training with Patty and Terry, Denver's own unique version of Soul Care was born and named Praxis. To date, over 100 leaders have benefited from this ministry expansion. You'll hear more later about our vision for the future, but part of our recent preparation to be ready to follow the cloud wherever God might lead, it's been to make sure we have the infrastructure in place to follow. To that end, we've brought on board 3 more partners in the last few years. Richard Goddard to help us care for our alumni and their churches. June Ann Lanigan to help us have the financial foundation to be able to follow this cloud. In fact, you'll see her fingerprints all over this event you're at right now. And then Chris Coley, that's me. Feels weird talking about yourself in third person. But Chris Coley, our new managing partner, to help lead our team through dreaming and discerning where God is leading. The sky is the limit. We've had interest from alumni up in the Pacific Northwest. Would you bring Soul Care to Seattle? We've got a person in Soul Care right now who's flying in all 9 times from Green Bay, Wisconsin. We're asking, God, is your cloud inviting us to help pastors and ministry leaders throughout the rest of this country? And what would it look like to get back to our roots, helping people who are not pastors and ministry leaders know God and themselves more deeply? And what about marketplace leaders? Is there room for impact there? Here's something for you to reflect on as you end this audio tour. What role might you play in helping Wellspring expand God's work in the lives of leaders? I'm even excited to ask you this. What dreams might you be dreaming that you want to talk to one of us about? While we've got plenty in mind for Wellspring, I think God has some things in mind that He's going to tell us through you. As you finish this cloud walk, at the table in front of you stand 2 people who are a significant part of our future. Rob Fisher and Cheryl Fletcher are 2 of our Soul Care Southern California leaders. Ask them about the impact they're seeing as they bring Soul Care down south. See what they have to say.